Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're grateful that you've tuned in and that we have this opportunity again to study tonight. If you'll be turning in your Bible to 1 Samuel in the 30th chapter, that's where we'll begin our study. And like we said this morning, we say again, if you have any spiritual needs, we ask that you contact one of the elders, Brother Guy or myself, at any time. We'd be glad to assist you with anything. And we want you to know we sure miss you, and we've been praying for you and thinking about you. When you read your Bible in the book of 1 Samuel in the 30th chapter, you're going to find something that happened in the life of David. Begin reading with me at verse 1. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire. And their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David had two wives who had at that time had been taken captive. And you'll find that in verse 5. But notice again in verse 6, David is greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters, but David strengthened himself in the Lord. I want us to think about, at this particular time in the life of David, that here is a man who is going through a trial. And I want to clear up a misconception often left with people. In preaching and conversion, many times we leave the impression, as we talked about this morning, that if one is baptized, there's going to be no more trouble in life. And you know, my friend, that's not true. You'll remember that as you read your Bible in the book of Job, that man said that man who is born of woman, his days are few and full of trouble in chapter 14 and verse 1. And so when you look at the great men in the Bible, you'll find that even after they were the people of God, whether it be in the old dispensation or the new covenant, you'll find they faced trials. And you'll look at this man of God, identified as David. Though he was a righteous man, a God-fearing man, you'll find he still dealt with trials and trouble. Someone might say, well, he brought them on himself. Well, some he may have, but others he did not. And sometimes we go through trials we did not bring upon ourselves, and at this time, David is a shining example. Look again in your Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel, and the 30th chapter, and notice that while David and his men had gone off to battle, the Amalekites come down to Ziklag while David was out fighting. They came down to the camp where the men and David had been staying, and they take their wives captive, and they burn the city. And you'll recall that David was living here, having been driven out of Israel because of the chasing of Saul, and at the same time, he's watching the Philistines. And while he's out to battle the Philistines, the Amalekites come in, burn the city, and take the women and children captive. Now then, David and his army return from battle. And can you imagine what is in their heart as they come home and see the city burn? They do not know what had happened to their wives and children. They do not know what their care is. They see that their homes were destroyed. And can you imagine what that would have been like? And then you'll recall that the people at that time, these soldiers, these warriors, these men who were battle-scarred, they begin to weep. I want you to think about, my friend, at this time, imagine seeing your home in ruins and your family missing. So in verse 6, you see the distress of the soldiers. Notice the Bible says David was distressed. Yes, here's the man who was the mighty warrior that killed the giant in 1 Samuel 17. He would become the great king later on. But notice in 1 Samuel 30, he is greatly distressed. He was not having what you would call a fantastic day. He looked over a burnt city, and he realized his family was missing, and he looked and saw his men weeping because their families had been taken captive. And it had all happened so fast. I'm sure when David was returning home, he thought everything would be fine and he would find the family just as he normally would. But here when David came home, things had changed with a snap of a finger. And you'll find David, a strong man, both physically and spiritually, is distressed in heart. And notice the men weep till they have no strength to weep anymore. Can you imagine the people at that time, these men who had gone through battle, these men who had seen death, these men who had seen a lot of action in war, they come home and they're so distressed that their city had been burned and that their families had been taken captive that they cry until they cannot shed another tear. Then if you take your Bible in 1 Samuel 30, notice they decide they want to stone David. They come up with the fact that this is David's fault. And can you imagine facing people who want you dead, who want to throw stones at you until your bones break and the blood comes out and the pain's so great you can't bear it? Here were men who followed him and now they want to turn on him. They desired, they considered, they thought about killing David. Now what would David do in such a circumstance? David facing this trial, David facing this tribulation, David facing this trouble, what will you do, David? Well, look carefully in your Bible at verse 6 and notice that the Bible says, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I like that statement. I like it for several reasons. One, I like the fact where David turned for strength, and I like the fact he makes it personal, his God. I want you to think about that David strengthened himself in the Lord. That David looked out and David thought about what the Lord could do for him. David didn't have a lot of people to lean on at that time. All were weeping until they could weep no more. They couldn't cry another teardrop. And here they are thinking about stoning David. So David, when you had nowhere to turn, what did you do? David turned to the Lord. David didn't have anyone else much to lean on at that time, so David strengthened himself in the Lord. I like that statement. When you don't have a lot of people to encourage you, where do you turn? And notice that the Bible says that David put his faith in God. That's one of the most powerful statements in the Bible, that he found strength by turning to his heavenly God. He turned to his God, and he said, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to put my strength in him. If you take your Bible, you'll find that's a New Testament principle. If you take your Bible in the Philippian letter and the fourth chapter, you'll remember that the Apostle Paul is writing, and the Apostle Paul says in verse 19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now notice God didn't take away David's problem. They're still in captivity. They're still taken away from him. But I'll tell you that David at this time understands that he can turn to God. That he can put his faith in the one who is above all and who reigns. Now, do you think David understood all of it? Oh, no. You remember that David at one time cried out in the 13th Psalm, why, Lord, do you not answer me when I cry to you? But I like the fact that David found strength in the Lord. Now you'll find as you continue to study that David goes with the men and they take back, defeat the Amalekites and they retrieve their spouse and their family. But I want you to think about one thing before all that happened. David knew where to turn. I want to take that. I want to make three thoughts for us and our lesson is yours. Have you ever thought about what can happen suddenly? Now, many of you may remember what happened on 9/11/2001. I remember when I was at home and my wife called and said there'd been a plane that went into one of the towers in New York. And then I went over and I turned on the television show and when I cut on the TV, I remember watching the second plane. And I've often thought about how that happened with just a snap of the finger. That death can come with just a snap of a finger. It can come to young. It can come to aged. It can come when it's least expected. And I'll tell you something. When we look around with the virus today and we look around at all the things that we fear, there are things in life that come when we least expect it. And something could cause one of us to cry where we can't shed another tear. Have you ever been there? Have you ever wept so much you couldn't shed another tear? That you've cried out, as they say? Maybe you've stood at the grave of a loved one and you've wept till the tears just won't flow anymore. And I want us to think about it. It can happen to you, it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone on God's earth. And it can happen with a snap of a finger. I'll tell you something, some things that you hear just shock you, but it happens with just a snap of a finger. But the second thing I want us to think about, we don't always know what to do. Sometimes we have to try to find out what to do, and we sometimes are at a loss to know what to do. Some say, here's what I would do, but you don't know what you will do until you go through it yourself. I've had some people say, well, if it was me, I'd do this or I'd do that. I'll tell you, my friend, you don't know what you'll do until you're faced with the problem. I care not the problem. You don't always know how to respond. But I'll tell you another thing. We don't always understand why things happen. David didn't understand everything. But that brings up our third thought. Though I may not understand why, and I may not know why things occur, I know who I can turn to. Notice that David found strength in the Lord. You can't always depend on people, but you can always depend and trust God. I know I can find strength in the Lord. I feel sorry for the person with no faith. A person who doesn't believe in God. Where are they going to turn when life is falling apart, as we talked about last week? But when you are a child of God, you know you can go to your Father. Isn't that wonderful to be able to call God your Father and to be able to draw strength from the Lord? Oh, I'll tell you something. There have been times I did not know what to say when I prayed, but I've just bowed my head and poured my heart out to God, and I've just pleaded with God to help give me wisdom. I've taken His Word, I've studied His Word, and at the end, I'm just so thankful that I can strengthen myself in God. That I can put my faith in my Father who loves me. My Heavenly Father who cares for me. The One that loves me. You remember what the Apostle Paul said in the Philippian letter in the 4th chapter. And we quote it often. But I sometimes wonder if we've ever touched the hem of the garment to what Paul was talking about. When the Apostle Paul was writing in Philippians chapter 4, he said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What did David find? Strength in the Lord. Right now, when we face isolation, sometimes we may feel lonesome. Sometimes we may feel lonely. Sometimes it may feel like there's no one that cares. I'll tell you what we need to learn to do. Find strength in the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean God will remove our troubles or trials, but I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll give us the power and the grace to continue on, even in the midst of heartache. I hope, as we're facing many things in life, and many of you are facing so much, that you'll find strength in the Lord, and you'll strengthen yourself in your God, the true and living God that reigns on high. Let us pray. Our Father, You're so good to us, and we're so thankful that we can put our faith in You. We're so thankful, Father, that You will strengthen us and help us, that You will give us the courage to fight and face the days that we face. We pray that as we face this pandemic, that You will help them who are trying to find a cure. And we pray that through Your will and Your providence and through Your guidance, that soon this virus will be eliminated. We pray that we can come back together as the family of God at O'Neill and worship with one another. We're so thankful that we can bow before Your throne, and we're so thankful You hear our petitions. Bless us this day, and let us find strength in You. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.